Coffee Break German Season 3, Episode 1, Translation Challenge. In Episode 1 of Coffee Break German Season 3, we've been looking at the perfect tense, and it's time now to put this to the test. Andrea, take it away with our translation challenge.
Yeah, we're going to start with translation from German into English. Bist du bereit?
Mm-hmm. Ich bin bereit.
Sehr gut. So, Martin hat sich auf die Bank gesetzt und mit seiner Mutter am Telefon gesprochen.
Also, noch einmal bitte.
Martin hat sich auf die Bank gesetzt und mit seiner Mutter am Telefon gesprochen.
Okay, as ever, we'll leave some time for you to think about this and for me to think about this, and then we'll have a go at translating this. Okay, right. Of course, you can pause it if you need more time. I'll have a go at this. Martin hat sich auf die Bank gesetzt. At first, I thought we were talking about a bank, but the bank here is a bench, yeah?
Genau, ja, richtig.
Okay, so Martin sat down on the bench und mit seiner Mutter am Telefon gesprochen and spoke with his mother on the phone.
Genau, sehr gut, richtig, ja?
Okay, Nummer zwei.
Karin ist mit dem Nachtzug von Wien nach Zürich gefahren und hat kaum geschlafen.
Schade. Okay, let's hear it one more time.
Karin ist mit dem Nachtzug von Wien nach Zürich gefahren und hat kaum geschlafen.
Okay, in this case, we are talking about Karin, who traveled from Vienna to Zürich in the night train.
Ja, genau, das ist richtig.
Ja. Karin ist mit dem Nachtzug von Wien nach Zürich gefahren und hat kaum geschlafen, and she hardly slept.
Genau, das stimmt.
Okay, poor Karin, ja. Let's move on.
Nummer drei. Tanja hat mir erklärt, wie der Perfekt geht. Aber ich habe es nicht verstanden.
Okay, one more time.
Tanja hat mir erklärt, wie der Perfekt geht, aber ich habe es nicht verstanden.
Obviously. This person needs Coffee Break German Season 3.
Aber Tanja, hallo, ja.
Tanja hat mir erklärt, wie der Perfekt geht. So Tanja explained to me how the perfect or the present perfect, I think we would say in English, works, wouldn't we? As opposed to goes.
Mm-hmm. Ja.
Okay. Aber ich habe es nicht verstanden, but I didn't understand it.
Ja, genau. Richtig.
Okay. Let's do number four.
Als der Zug am Bahnhof angehalten hat, sind viele Leute ausgestiegen.
Okay, noch einmal bitte.
Als der Zug am Bahnhof angehalten hat, sind viele Leute ausgestiegen.
Okay, so als der Zug am Bahnhof angehalten hat, so when the train stopped at the station, sind viele Leute ausgestiegen. Many people got off the train. Am I right in thinking there that all of that first part acts as our first element in the sentence? Is that why we have the inversion there?
Ja, genau. So als der Zug am Bahnhof angehalten hat, is our first element of the sentence.
Mm-hmm. So equally, we could have said, gestern sind viele Leute ausgestiegen.
Genau, yeah? Ja, das
yeah.
Stimmt.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Okay, let's move on to our English into German translations mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah. Michael, or Michael, only won the game because he cheated.
Ah, right. So that's that verb to cheat again. So Michael or Michael only won the game because he cheated. Okay, I'm going to have a go. I'm not quite sure about the only. I'll try, Michael hat nur das Spiel gewonnen.
Also, Michael hat das Spiel nur gewonnen. Otherwise, you say okay. He only won the game instead of five.
Oh, yeah? Of course, right. So the nur is going with the winning genau, as opposed yeah. to the game. Okay, so Michael hat das Spiel nur gewonnen. Weil er geschummelt hat?
Genau, das ist richtig. Michael hat das Spiel nur gewonnen, weil er geschummelt hat.
Okay, Nummer zwei.
Normally Tina gets up at 5, but yesterday she slept in.
Okay. Right. Normally, Tina gets up at 5. So, normalerweise, then we need our verb. Steht Tina auf, no, steht Tina 5 auf.
Genau.
Mm-hmm. But yesterday, she slept in. Aber gestern hat sie eingeschlafen.
Ausgeschlafen.
Einschlafen
yeah, ist fall asleep. Ausschlafen yeah. ist to sleep in.
To sleep in, yeah. It's an easy mistake to make, Andrea, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I never thought about it, but now that you've made this mistake, okay. it's actually clear, yeah. So, genau. Normalerweise steht Tina 5 aus. So we have the adverb, normalerweise, at the beginning and then followed by the verb, yeah. And at the very end we have the prefix. So normalerweise steht Tina 5 auf, aber gestern hat sie ausgeschlafen.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's move on to number 3.
Matthias ate a plate of soup and drank a glass of water in the kitchen.
Right. Did he do both things in the kitchen?
Yes.
Right, okay. I just want to double check. Let's think. Okay, I think then this would be Matthias hat in der Küche.
Genau.
A plate of soup eaten. Is der Teller?
Ja.
So einen Teller ja. Suppe.
So nice Akkusativ, gegessen. Ja.
Ja. Und einen Glas Wasser getrunken.
Das Glas.
Das Glas. Und ein Glas Wasser getrunken.
Genau, sehr gut. Matthias hat in der Küche, so because he did it in there, he didn't go, you know.
Go into yeah. the kitchen drinking, yeah, okay.
So hat in der Küche einen Teller Suppe gegessen und ein Glas Wasser getrunken.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's have number 4 then.
Yeah. I have never understood why the Swiss like fondue so much.
After this one, I'll tell you something, but okay. Mm-hmm. I've never understood why the Swiss like fondue so much. Okay. Okay, would this be, ich habe nie verstanden, warum die Schweizer Fondue essen so gerne or something like that?
Yes, you could do that. Ich habe nie verstanden, warum die Schweizer so gerne Fondue essen. Yeah,
right, so gerne,
then
we have
be
to go before.
Why they like eating fondue so much. But yeah. if we just say like, we use mögen.
Oh, of course, yeah. right, okay. So, warum die Schweizer Fondue would you say so mögen?
Yeah, so mögen.
Right, okay. The reason I laughed is that I remember once I arrived in Switzerland very, very late at night after a long, complicated journey. And the only thing I wanted to do was go to my hotel room. But the people that I was going to see had arranged this huge fondue evening. And we went straight to eating fondue. And it was about already 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, a very warm night. And I had to sit there eating fondue for 2 hours and I was absolutely exhausted. And that was exactly the thought that came to my mind.
Well, fondue is really a winter food, but it's now become very trendy to eat fondue also in summer, but in the garden.
Ah, right. This was not in the garden.
And I have to say, if someone who is not Swiss arrives, you eat fondue, okay?
Yes.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was very nice, but just it was late and I don't like eating so much cheese so late at night.
Yes, I know. I had to once go and look for my husband who, he went to bed while we were still eating fondue. To say my husband is Scottish, so.
Yes. On that note, we will leave you. We hope that you've enjoyed episode one and we'll be back again soon with episode two of our course. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.